calculate the probability of each one plus its complement. All right? So you could use tossing a coin, passing or failing a test, or guessing whether a number is odd or even. And say both. The probability of this happening is, and you have to say both. The probability of this happening is this much. So the probability of it not happening is this much. Wow! You are now thinking like a math wizard. So in the next lesson, we will take on some word problems and questions from the past exams. So you will be ready not just to understand, but to score high. Until then, keep solving. Until then.